Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Helping Students Think About Technology. There was a moment during some student computer time where I noticed students messaging each other through a digital messaging system. And some of the comments were not kind. Some of the students were being actually hurtful towards each other. And it reminded me of something important. Technology is a tool, and tools can be used for a lot of good. But they can also be used in many harmful ways too. That's why students do not need just access to technology. They need guidance in how to think about technology and how to use technology responsibly and how to interact with people through technology. Because technology is evolving quickly, and students are growing up inside of that world every single day. Well, before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is the sound of rain outside. There's something calming and reflective about listening to rain. The second thing that I'm thankful for is comfortable places to sit and relax. A good chair, a couch, quiet spaces can completely change the feeling of a day. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is music that connects to memories. Certain songs can instantly take you back to meaningful moments in life. Well, let's get back into the main topic. Technology is now deeply woven into students' lives. Communication, entertainment, learning, relationships, information. And because of that, schools are not just teaching students how to use technology. We are also helping students think about behavior, about responsibility and communication, about judgment and humanity within digital spaces. So the topic, once again, is helping students think about technology. And here's what I've been thinking about. Technology itself is not automatically good or bad. Technology is a tool. Tools can help people. Tools can connect people, create opportunities. But tools, they can also be misused. And we have to acknowledge that. We have to acknowledge and examine how tools can be misused by students. That really matters because technology, it reflects how humans choose to use it. And students, they need guidance in digital behavior. Oh boy, do they need guidance. Students, they are still learning how to interact appropriately in line. They are. There's communication through screens that feels different. And sometimes students say things digitally they would not say necessarily face to face. And that gap, it matters. Because empathy and responsibility still matter online. Whether you would say it through a keyboard and screen, whether you would say it or not, through that versus in person. I mean, we got to have those conversations with students and teach that. That is critically important. Giving that guidance is vital. It is part of our role in our 21st century teaching. Because digital communication, it still affects real people. Messages online are not separate from real life. Words, they still impact people. Feelings, they still matter. And relationships, they still matter. Students, they need reminders that digital spaces still involve real humans. That awareness is so critically important. And I think about the consequences tied to it too. Being that there's real people tied to digital communication. Technology, it changes faster than maturity develops. It does. See, technology, it evolves incredibly quickly. But students are still developing judgment. Students, they are still developing self-control and perspective and decision-making. That creates challenges. Which is why adults remain important here. Adults, caring adults who work with students, parents, and teachers alike, they are vital to helping guide students through this time because of that sometimes lack of maturity. Lack of judgment or undeveloped judgment. We as teachers have a role to play in this to help give that guidance. And schools now, they help teach digital citizenship. Education is no longer just about academic content. Students, they need support learning how to function responsibly online, how to function respectfully, thoughtfully, and safely online. Those skills, they matter deeply in modern life. You cannot assume that students automatically know how to navigate digital spaces well. Those habits need to be taught. And technology can strengthen learning when used thoughtfully. Technology, it does create opportunities. When you think about it, around creativity, through collaboration, through access to information, through communication, those possibilities are powerful when tools are used intentionally and responsibly. That's when technology can ultimately strengthen learning. The students, they need opportunities to reflect on technology use, not just use technology. It can't just be about students just using technology, but think about it, to reflect on it, to discuss it, to ask questions about it. That reflection builds awareness. And awareness builds better decision-making. An instant communication can amplify harm quickly. Messages spread fast. Screens create distance. Sometimes students, they forget the human impact behind communication. That speed, it can intensify conflict, which means that empathy matters more than ever before, especially online. And adults still matter deeply in digital spaces. Students still need that guidance, creating boundaries, providing mentorship, having and leading conversations. Adults must help students to process situations, to understand consequences, and build judgment over time. That role remains essential and even is even more important as technology continues to evolve and grow and become even more part of our daily life. And technology should support humanity, not replace it. Technology should help people, should support learning and strengthen that communication that we're trying to build and create opportunities. But humanity still matters the most. I will argue that day in and day out forevermore till the end of my career, that humanity still matters the most here. Building kindness, empathy, responsibility, and integrity. Helping students think about technology is really about helping students think about being human in a digital world. As I do a reflective close here, I think one of the biggest challenges today is that students are growing up in digital environments that move incredibly fast. And because of that, they need more than technical skills. They need judgment, empathy, awareness, responsibility, because technology will keep evolving, but human behavior still matters. How we treat people still matters. And maybe part of education moving forward is helping students remember that behind every screen, there's still another human being. Well, if you found value in this podcast, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. And as you go into your day, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah.